Hey guys, I am Lynn and I reckon you've been reading my article on top tips for living without sight. And one of the things I mentioned was my pen friend. And I thought I would give you a demonstration of the pen friend and how it works, because it truly has revolutionized the way I operate in the kitchen. Now, let me first start by describing this pen friend to you. So it's about 12 to 14 centimeters in length. I'm sure if you Google it, you'll probably get the exact length. And it looks like a mix between a microphone and a biro pen. So the top looks like a microphone in that it's round. And near the top, you have one button, which is the on button. Then you have the volume up and down. And then you have another button, which I haven't pressed before, and which I don't know what it's for, but it's probably for something. And there is the record button, which you will recognize because it's standing out a little bit more than the other buttons. The thickness of this pen friend is, imagine a kitchen knife handle, like the handle of a kitchen knife, only it's round, except it's flat, a little flat on either side where the buttons are, like, the buttons are on one side, but it's a little bit flat on the other side where you take out the battery. And it takes a AAA battery, or two AAA batteries. So I'm going to switch this one on. And you probably heard a little beeping sound there. And this pen friend is amazing because it can be used for so many things. Now, I tend to use it in the kitchen because when I buy things, ingredients, many of them come in the same type of boxes and they're really, really hard to tell apart from one another. So we're going to have a little look in my cupboard now. I have a lot of oils here. I have some different type of oils and they're all different. They're all olive oils, but some of them have basil, some of them have other little things, like such as there's mint oil, there's lemon oil, but which one is which? Now, oils are very easy because you can smell them, but suppose you have things that you can't smell, such as food in tin, and I have opened quite a few coconut oil milk tins before, wanting to open tomatoes, and that's been really annoying. Okay, so I've got oil in front of me. Now, from the smell, I do know what it is, but for the sake of it, we're going to listen to what the pen friend tells me it is.
Basil oil. Basil oil.
So that's basil oil. And as you could probably hear, it's my voice saying that. So the pen friend itself doesn't talk. What it does is there are little round labels that you put on whatever you need to label. And then you hold it and you record. Now, I think that basil oil sounded very awful, so I'm going to try and make a better recording, because these labels are re-recordable. So what I'm doing is I'm going to hold the record button in, and I need to guide the pen friend, which looks like the bottom of a biro, the bottom of the pen friend, which looks like a biro, to the label. And it will give me like a sound telling me that I can record. Basil oil. So I re-recorded that, and now we're going to listen and see if it came out any better. I think it was slightly better. So I'm going to show you some of my other oils here. I've got another type of oil. Haven't smelt it. Don't know which one it is.
Lemon oil.
So that's lemon oil.
Lemon oil.
Lemon oil. I also have some interesting vinegars. And now vinegars can be quite hard to smell because they smell very sour. You have to open them and it's just a lot of work. So luckily, I have labeled this one, so we'll see what it says. What kind of vinegar is this?
Mango vinegar.
So that's mango vinegar. And I've done similar things to spices. And it's really handy because I haven't opened all of these. And sometimes when you smell spices, you sneeze. I don't know if you do, but well, I do. And I have a box here of something. I really wonder what it is.
Cumin.
So that's cumin. Loud and clear, cumin. Now, you can use this on anything, really. You can use it with your makeup. I have even labeled some of my makeup. I've labeled, you can label letters. So if you have a letter that you need to remember to take to the doctor, for example, you can just put on one of the round labels and you could record something like doctor's letter. So yeah, it's very easy. You kind of guide the biro side of the pen over to where the label is, but you can't put it directly on the label. You have to like draw it over, if that makes sense, because it won't record otherwise. And then it will give you that ping sound, and you have to wait like for half a second before you say it, because sometimes it misses the first part of the word. So I'm gonna switch it off now, holding the button in. So that was me holding the top button in and switching the pen friend off. So the pen friend is now switched off. The pen friend can be bought at the RNIB. And I cannot tell you exactly what the price is. I think when I had it, it was about £54. Although this one is a second-hand one, so I didn't actually buy it. And the labels, you get like 300 or 600 labels, can't remember off the top of my head, from the RNIB shop, and they cost £11 something. So they're very, very cheap, and they are re-recordable. I think it's 600. So you can re-record one label 10 times, which means in effect you do have 6,000 labels. So they're going to last you for quite a while, and it depends how much you label. But I do recommend, if you can't see and if you like to not open everything before you use it, definitely get a pen friend. And I hope you enjoyed my demonstration. Thank you.